is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here with you. Yes. I hope you're all cooling down a little bit. We are. We didn't have our high 90s blazing.
It's coming.
Yeah, but it is coming.
It is coming.
And we've had rain, let me tell you.
Oh, good God.
Lots and lots of rain.
We went actually like 2 whole days without it, though.
It's crazy.
Sunday and Monday.
Anyway, I want to welcome. Welcome our News for the Soul listeners. Glad to have you with us. And I want to welcome our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, where you can watch us in action at the same time that you're listening to us on News for the Soul. So I want to remind everyone, we are using ordinary playing cards for these readings, not tarot, not oracle, and not any other systems that I know are out there that I certainly don't have anything negative to say about them. I just haven't studied them. I wanted to keep personal prophecy as pure, I guess you could say, as my grandmother taught it to me. And so that's really how it has remained. So I want to also welcome my co-host, the one and only Jimbo is with us. Hello, Jimbo.
Hi.
Glad to have you here.
Hi. Welcome, everybody. Are you turning this over to me? Is that what you're actually trying to do or not?
No, I haven't finished it.
Well, that was weird to me.
I was simply welcoming you.
Hi, I'm busy. Thank you.
So, I want everyone to remember when you call in, it will take me a moment or two to lay out your cards as I am using a full 24 card layout rather than just, you know, say rifling off or dealing off a few. I like to see the entire playing field, you could say, of your life. I want to see the architecture of what your life looks like from the past to the present to the future. And of course, when you're brand new, it's going to take me a little bit to get familiar with you and to build that intuitive connection, because you will find that this method is extremely literal. I do feel that it's very empowering and dynamic as well. So just give me a moment or two and we will get on our way. Okay, so take care and let's go on to Jimbo.
All right. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. I want to remind all you folks out there in Blog Talk and Facebook land, if you are international, let us know and we shall give you live international shout-out as we see you. And right now, I believe we have Louise from the UK. I haven't seen anybody else international quite yet, but they will come. That is cool. All right, let's get down to business. 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in to News for the Soul. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. If you hear silence, something went wrong, just call back. It's the best thing to do. And even if sometimes we got to re-rack and reboot equipment and stuff, even if you call back right away and something isn't right, call back again. Wait a little bit. We'll be back online. It's just, you know, the computer world we live in. Yes, it is. It is indeed. Facebookers, all I can tell you is, we can only turn to you when we get gaps and there can be no prediction of that. Devin's not going to do the cards on that either, just to let you know. But no, we can't predict when, if that'll happen. But if it does, we will turn to you. So you have to be ready. Ready, because we're going to take the first one when that happens.
If you're in the States, you can certainly call in.
Yeah,
on News for the Soul.
Yeah, I just said the number, and I put it in. I put it in earlier on Facebook. And if anybody ever needs it, you just ask for it, and I will give it. Ask, and you shall receive the number. Okie dokie, either way, when you hear this, Harps of Angels, that means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It's free. It must end. Even non-free readings must end. But we got to keep it short. On this, it's less than 1 hour we got. We got to give as many people as we can, maximize the volume. So respect the Harps. Don't keep on asking more questions because that's a negative. But before we move on to the next person, we are going to give you a single angel card. Tonight's one of the best, Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Oracle cards. We'll give you one single card. So when you hear the harps, don't hang up. Don't say bye. Just stand by. Okay? Are we ready to march on?
I believe we are.
Onward, Christian. So, all right, we're going to go to area code 415, which is way out west in California, 415. Caller number one, welcome.
Welcome to the show. And who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Welcome.
Yes, are you
Hello.
New to the show?
Hello.
Are you
I
new?
I am Brandon.
Oh, wonderful. Well, then we're going to give you an extra special welcome as a new person.
Have you ever listened to the show before?
You know, I have not.
Okay, well, then here's the deal.
Yeah.
Deb doesn't, you probably heard the intro because you've been on it. Well, maybe or maybe not. There was some call issues. She's doing intuitive card readings. Please go ahead and ask a couple questions. Since you're new, give some background info, anything that would help the questions you can ask. Ask two right up front and let it rip.
Okay.
And don't be shy. Also, it doesn't have to be love. It can be whatever you desire to ask.
No, love is first on the list.
Well, then there we go. Rock and roll, daddy-o.
Okay, tell us, do you have children? Are you working? Just give us a little background.
So I have no children. I was married years ago, and that didn't work, and he passed at a very young age. And I've been in a couple of really serious relationships, but nothing that I felt I wanted to have long-term. They wanted long-term and I didn't. So I've been working a lot on trying to figure out what on my end of the deal since it's a two-way street. And so I feel like I've been doing a lot of work and I'm just wondering if the right person's coming around the corner.
All right. I'll be happy to look at your cards. I need a moment. And I just want to mention to you as a brand new person that these cards, in essence, will manifest with you the future that is most right for you in terms of love, success, happiness. If you have any issues that are going on with people, we can kind of peek inside their minds to find out what's really going on with these folks. A lot of times we find out we jumped to the wrong conclusion. So I'm going to do my work right here, and Jim's going to chat with you for a minute.
I'm going to chit-chat.
Business-wise, I just relocated myself to a new area in California, and I have a private practice, and I want to start, you know, going back doing in-person as well as the online thing. Which afforded me to move. Yeah, so that'd be nice to see that, how that played out in the deck.
So this is a business that you have done in the past and you want to start it back up now that you relocated, yes?
Or no?
I'm still doing it, but only online. And so I was in person and online. Yeah.
Have you in-person? Have you done in person in the past, or would this be the first time?
Oh no, I had a practice in San Francisco. Okay. Yeah, it was in person.
Cool. All right, cards are down.
Well, I want to tell you, your cards are indicating that you are an incredibly gifted and talented professional. you really know your stuff. And I think that as you acclimate into taking on clients, you know, one-on-one, your work is going to expand. And I'm seeing you heading in the direction of possibly doing some seminars, workshops, teaching. And if this doesn't resonate for you right now, give it a few years. And I think that you're going to be ready to take that leap. You are going to really have quite a bit, and I think you already do in your online work, you have quite a bit where you're able to reach out to others and really help them. So I think bringing in that face-to-face element is really going to be very, very beneficial for you and also for those who come to see you.
Some people prefer that and some don't. So it's good to offer both. It's good to offer both.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
What about love, Deb?
Well, love, I have a favorite designation in the
love's
entire
in the
list.
Air.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is. You are, one of the designations that I love is called Sure to Come True. And in all the years that I've been doing this, I have yet to see something be depicted here that didn't come true in one fashion or another. So I want you to know that there's an absolutely wonderful relationship coming to you, and I think it'll be after you've actually established yourself, got a good routine down, and then you are going to literally stumble into someone that's really going to make you feel complete. As they said in Jerry Maguire, you complete me. And that's
they did.
Remember they were in the elevator and the people were using sign language? And he said to, what's her name? Renee. He said, I wonder what he just said. And she said, he just said to her, you complete me.
Ooh. I don't remember that scene, but, you know.
Maybe a little too mushy for you.
It might have been. Maybe I just blanked out.
Well, also, none of the others in the past, even though they so wanted to have a life, like, say, a lifelong relationship with you, at least in the sense of long term, they weren't right for you. And I think that you were aware, you know, as good company as they might be, and the enjoyable time you may have had that wasn't enough for you. And I'm glad that you didn't just settle.
Never settle.
Thank you.
Well, too many of us do.
Well, you know, we're humans. Sometimes we just want to, somebody makes us feel comfortable and we go with it maybe more than we should have.
Yeah. I honestly think that within a year, let's see, we're in late term.
We're over the hump, man. We're on a downhill run for 2023, heading to 2024.
With July. And I really feel that a year from now, you're going to already be in that relationship. So I hope that you'll give us a ring when that time comes.
You call us anytime.
Yeah, you certainly
can. You don't have to be think, well, I called last week, I can't call next week. You can call every show. It's all good.
Yeah, we do stress that the more readings you get using this method, the more clarity.
Yeah, we'll get, yes, like Deb said, you'll get more clarity, you'll get more precise, maybe you'll get more details, especially being a first-timer. If you keep calling in and getting those readings, we recommend it. It's up to you. You know, I know you're out in the West Coast, and this is very early for you. A lot of people are still working out there and stuff, so we understand 3 hours behind. So, we got you.
But good luck to you. You are extremely talented, and I think
you're
going to go far. I really do. Take care.
Okay.
Before you leave, I have a single angel card reading from Archangel Michael. He is the man with the sword. Subject of the angel card is, yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guidance and made a wise choice. Keep moving forward.
I like it. I think that's a good one.
That could be the love, could be the employment, could be both, could be something we don't even know about.
Plus, Michael is an archangel powerhouse.
Well, they said he's like, kind of like the right hand general type person for God, you know. All the archangels have their position. But
Michael's always got his sword.
Yeah, he's kind of like a protect, But not really. Yeah. That's it. I guess they consider them a protector, don't they? All right. Well, thank you very much, Regina.
Thank you.
Thank
we appreciate you being calling for one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you'll be here. You know where to find us, News for the Soul on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Regina has departed. Let us go to the next call. Let's see. We have area code 806. This is in the great state of Texas. 806, welcome to the show. Who do we have online?
Hello. Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes,
is
can.
This the infamous Anne?
This is Anne, yes.
Wow. Holy long time no see talk Batman. Well, glad you called in. You can check in and catch us up on all the stuff.
Yes. Well, I've left my job at the university because I was working till 6, and I just thought the hours were too long. I was stuck in a little room, wasn't doing anything. So I started a new job 2 weeks ago with a Head Start program, and that's my background, working with pre-K and Head Start, and I'm really excited. The people are nice.
That is
I'm going to
get
to visit
how
teachers.
How are you doing? How are you doing, Grandma?
I'm doing good. So Rich is about to be one in about 2 weeks. We're planning a big birthday party this weekend. So if things really just going well and going, staying busy.
She's a little mama now.
That is awesomeness.
It really is.
She kind of got that out of her. That was going to be
She went through a lot.
That was going to be her thing. She had aspirations, obviously, both career-wise, but you could tell she wanted to be the mommy, too. All right, well, what would you like to dive into?
I guess just a general reading to see what's going to come for me, because, this new job is amazing, so really love. Am I going to meet somebody? I've, just been so busy and doing my own thing.
So you already started the new job?
Yes, I started 2 weeks ago. And today, it has been 2 weeks of training. So today was my first day in the office. So it's good.
So you went from college kids to little kids.
Back to little kids, yes.
You know what, though? Sometimes their brains aren't that much different.
Right. But I'm going to be supporting the teachers.
At least the little kids have an excuse to practice like you do, you know? At least the little kids have an excuse.
Very true.
Right. Except being about a drunk knucklehead.
All right, I'm laying.
Yeah, she was in the Facebook chat letting us know she was going to try to get through and stuff.
Oh, I'm glad.
Glad you did. Glad. She was thinking she could get through on a landline, but you found a way.
Yes, because my phone wouldn't allow me to do that. And today I'm home. I'm like, I'm going to try my landline. And it didn't work. And then my cell phone didn't work.
Well, you can't figure this stuff out, this technology crap. Even when you think you got it figured out, there's so many things that happen outside of once we punch in the numbers. You know, who knows? It's like voodoo. Uh-oh, are the cards down?
They are down.
Cards are down.
I want to mention that you have a number of romantic opportunities coming to you. I'm thinking that it might really start getting going by September.
Do you mean?
September, okay. Are you there? Hello?
Yes, it's Raining Men for you.
It's Raining Men for you.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think a lot of them are going to be right where you are. You're going to have contact with the children, aren't you?
My children?
No, the ones you're going to be.
Head Start.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into classrooms and just support the teachers and help them with, strategies and lesson plans and things like that.
Okay, that's cool.
But I'll be traveling to little towns.
Oh, you're having like a district.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'll go as far as Midland. I'm going to go there Friday.
Up
to that little dust bowl.
Midland.
I did make it out there last year, but I didn't stay long.
I remember.
Yeah, the heat and
hopefully these little kids aren't catching fire out in that heat since it's
I guess. Yeah.
But I'll be so traveling and visiting people. So
cool.
Well, you are going to meet several different men with potential through this job. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we don't often see the succession, I think that would be the word, how when we look back years later or months later, we're able to see, oh, this had to happen so that that would happen.
It could be a progression.
Progression. And you're going to be able to look back and say, aha, I had to get out of the college and get kind of up mainstream.
No, yeah, she's much happier, so obviously that was the right move.
Now, one thing I want to kind of caution you a little
caution.
Bit. Be extra special careful when you're driving to these other towns.
Well, a lot of driving, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of these younger people especially are using their phones when they should not be, and just be extra vigilant, all right, to make sure you get from point A to point B safely. I'm not saying there's going to
be... She didn't say it's imminent that you are screwed or anything like that. It's just that there's potential out there. Maybe take that extra look when you're turning, extra whatever, like pretend the driver had look, you know, all those stupid little things. Do it.
Yeah, because I'm seeing here, the cards are simply saying, take care in driving, that it won't be you.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, they put all these backup camera and all these warning things, or people start not doing the old school looking a lot.
That's
like
right,
they used to. They start relying on these cameras, relying on the curb going beep, 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 all that other stupid crap, and we forget to do what we're supposed to do, use our eyeballs.
There's a guy from the past here that I think he let you down in a big way. And for some reason, he's hovering like he wants to resurface for you in your life. So I wanted to mention him. I am picking up, it could be the guy from Florida. Didn't one go to Florida? I think he's
Did somebody go to Florida in your past?
Yeah, I thought it did.
Yeah, we did start talking again like in February, March, and then he just stopped talking to me. So.
Well, see, that's his nature. It's his nature.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna float right back in. He's kind of like a boomerang, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't see him actually giving his time and attention and focus to this. I'm sorry to say, he comes off as a bit immature emotionally, and you are kind of a entertainment for him, as you know, shallow as that sounds.
Well, he wanted to do some private talking and chatting, and I found every excuse not to, because I'm like, no, I don't think I need to be, you know.
Yeah.
So I
never did that,
and I think that's why he stopped.
Right.
Yep. Yep. If it's a dead end, then it's a dead end.
You don't want to waste your time on that.
Right.
So, yes, you are going to definitely have options coming for you.
Options are good. We like options.
They seem surrounding the workplace.
That is when people have jobs that are basically full-time, they always, the stats say they made their partners there.
Well,
more often than not.
They don't have much opportunity elsewhere.
Oh, right, because you do sleep, you know, when you're not at work. And there's right, that is one of the places. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got the volume down a bit, my dear.
Yes, sounds good.
Oh, yeah, well, it's great to hear. But before you depart, I want to give you your angel card reading from Archangel Michael.
Okay.
And it says Archangel Michael is with you. And this is him speaking. Even though you can't see it, I am actively working on this situation. I am here and helping you.
Wow, I like that.
Wonderful.
So maybe he's helping her watch out for the accident, you know, or helping her
with
the new job and stuff, you know.
Well, and make sure that you stay in touch with us.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you.
I will.
I'll
be calling back.
I'd like to give that
my phone works again.
Please give our best to Danielle.
Yeah, tell her.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Yep. And you know what?
Oh, what a pleasure to hear from
Danielle's life is so full. She doesn't have time. She got kids. I don't know if she's still doing the career thing. We didn't ask Anne. We could ask her next time. somebody had to take a pause in the career for a
her
few years until the kid
now
goes into
a year
the,
old.
Yeah, maybe she's going to wait a little bit till the kid gets school age before she jumps back into her career. Many women do, many don't. It all depends. And we don't know. Something to ask next time. All right, you ready? Let's rock and roll. Daddy-o, we're going to the other side of the planet. We're going to Bob out in the land of the Aussies. Welcome, Bob.
Oh,
Bob
yeah.
said he was in the hospital. Talk to us, Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I don't know if I ought to share it.
Yeah, I knew Bob was pulling our legs. Ah.
Well, I was in hospital for 4 days. I got a tick bite on my leg a couple of weeks ago, and it sort of really upset my system. So, certain parts of me were swelling. So I had to go and get something done about it, and it's all good. Yeah, I'm bounced back.
Oh, good. That's good. Damn picks, I'll tell you, boy.
Bad news.
Yeah. I feel for you. I remember, God, I used to pluck those things off every single day in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of the ritual when you come in from playing as a kid. Go look for ticks.
So what brings you to the show, Bob?
What's cooking besides that?
I don't know. I can't just... Came to you to find out what's cooking.
All right. So he would like a general reading.
All right.
And you pretty much,
yeah.
That's the biggest event that have happened is the hospital. That's pretty, 4 days is a long time.
I'll tell you what, it was the most pleasant hospital stay I've ever had in my life. And I've been in the hospital for weeks.
Oh, boy, I bet you were almost sorry to go in a way, huh?
Yeah, but I was missing my dog and... You know,
obviously you got somebody to help you and your new puppy to take care of while you were in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Someone watched.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, of course you miss your doggy. It's too bad they couldn't come
let
in for
you,
visits.
Yeah, have your puppy in the hospital with you.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like those happy dogs would be so happy if it disrupt everybody. Some people are just freaked about dogs, but, you know. All right, what do you got, Deb?
I got to tell you.
Uh-oh.
I have a very strong sense that day is going to come when they're going to at least let your pets visit you every single day.
Yeah, you know, rich people
in
private hospitals, you know, they can do that, but we're not rich, so, yeah.
I want to tell you, Bob, you're facing an upcoming crossroads. As a crossroads? I think so. And don't worry, because it's showing here that you're going to be worried you're going to make the wrong choice, but you're not. Just let yourself, let your heart mainly guide the way, because there seems like there's going to be a lot of question marks around this, and there's a sense here of feeling like, oh, what happens if I don't make the right choice? But like I say, I really feel that you will make the right choice. And it's going to be extremely good for you.
Because it'll be destiny.
I really think it is. I really think it's you making your mark on the world with your work. In many ways, you are a paradigm shift with what you do and how you believe. And you're going to be like the Pied Piper of how to properly treat mental illness. And I think it's going to create controversy, it's also going to create a big buzz.
You always need people to think outside the box, or people will never explore alternatives ever.
You have to
have the people think outside the box. Even these executives or the military and the generals, they want people, they surround themselves, they want somebody not to just be the all think exactly, they want somebody to think
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, also, if you ever find yourself worrying about funding, don't. Because, oh my goodness gracious, it looks like a waterfall of funding coming in. I could see you going on a corporate level to various, institutions, like offices, corporations, where you would hold little workshops. Because a lot of these people find themselves, they experience such destitute you know,
and they're probably frustration too. A lot of frustration because everybody go see one doctor and the other, and they all got different opinions, and none of them work, and all that crap. Yeah, and you know, a lot of times you want that right. It's like playing the lottery. It's like that right person that has a big bank account has feels the same frustration. They're like, oh, I think I want to bankroll this guy. He might be onto something.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen.
That's awesome.
That it's going to become a movement. Go ahead.
Well, for me, there's probably about 500 million people on the planet at the moment suffering from depression, and they do not have to, and I'm living proof of that. So I've got a fairly big audience where I can benefit. It's just a matter of getting out there and reaching them. And I've got a feeling that my envelope is getting bigger and bigger. And after my hospital visit, my book, The Gift of Depression, my little scrapbook, is now in the hospital library. And the staff
Right
there. Well
done. So, well done. And as for following my heart, how can I put it? My heart is my only compass, and my inner tuition is my only guide. So spot on.
It's like they say, the gut, if your gut has led you good decisions, not necessarily when you're young, but if the gut has led you good decisions when you get older and wiser, then you should keep trusting the gut.
And I want
which
you,
is intuition,
want
gut,
you
I
also
think,
to know, Bob, you are actually building a legacy that will carry on beyond you. All right? You're gaining, and you will continue to gain very faithful followers. And, I mean, that book in the hospital is only the start.
And that's
actually a pretty
interesting thing. I wonder, a lot of these hospitals and institutions, whatever healthcare places, will take book donations. Maybe that's a way to get your word out, and maybe you've already been doing that. But here, you want to put this in your lounge, your library, or whatever, that might be a thing to do.
There's also a lot of word of mouth and the Internet.
Real quick, okay. I want to give an international shout-out because, what a coincidence, we have another Louise, but this one's also from Australia. Yes, indeed. Well, welcome, Louise from Austin. We have two Louises on each side of the globe. Louise in the UK and the Louise in Australia.
And I know I've told you this before, Bob, but I'll say it again. The woman that's coming into your life is going to assist you in this work. She's going to be your, like, we'll say Gal Friday. She'll handle all the other things that you can't, you know, take much time to cope with.
And you see a lot of relationships like that where they are working on
that's
the same
great.
Goal but with different well. Responsibilities. You know, he can't wait. Let's do this real quick, Bob. I'm going to give you an angel card and we got to roll. Glad you're out of the hospital. Glad you're back with your pup. But real quick, here's your angel card. The subject is right up your alley. It says, step into the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
You have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom, is the card. And it was random. I did not look for that card. It came out.
Yeah, well, look at that.
And it says it is time.
It's a confirmation.
The time is now, Bob.
Yeah.
Go for it. Oh, you have survived. You have survived the great Australian tick bite, and now you must take that and move on like a warrior.
Thanks
really, we're glad you're out of the hospital, though. All kidding aside,
we're glad
that you're doing good. We're glad that you're back with your pup. That's an extra kind of medicine when you have your puppy.
Yeah.
So take care, Bob. Good luck.
I'm glad you stayed with us and stuck with us. I know we had some problems, you know, the internet and dropping calls and stuff. Glad you hung in there and got with us. And he was also on Facebook talking to us. That's awesome.
Nice. All
right, Bob.
Take care, Bob.
We're going to move on. We appreciate it. Good luck to you. And we hope to hear from you again.
Blessings to you, hon. Okay. I think so.
Oi. 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 Remember that from the infamous AC/DC? Imagine that, Australian. They go, oi. Oi. D-N-T. God, I love that band. All right, anyway, let's go to our next caller before they drop and before we screw anything up. 678, going down to Georgia, the Peach State. 678, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, you guys.
Hear from you.
Who are you? Who?
Jalen.
Ha!
Jalen,
you just drift in and out. We never know when you're going to call, but it's cool. We're glad you're here. What's up?
I know. It's like I miss you guys. It's like whenever I'm trying to get on, the line is so full, I can't get on. But you guys are very popular. So, hi. Happy to see
you
guys.
Well, we're happy you got through. Thank you.
So what's on your mind?
Okay.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
Okay. So it's always something, right? Right now, I'm in the process of selling my home. I felt like I was in the process of selling my home, and I haven't had anyone come out to purchase it. And first of all, my house is beautiful. I'm only moving because of the school system. The school system is awful, and I want to move so that I can have my daughter in a better school, because right now I'm paying for private school. When school goes back, I'm going to be paying for private school, and I just don't want that added expense if I can do anything about it. So I'm here to find out if I'm going to be able to sell the house and find me another one to purchase.
All right.
Very, very good.
I'm working on that for you right now.
Cards are going down. All right, on Mondays, I don't know.
I just didn't think it would take so long to actually sell a house.
Especially
not what I was expecting.
Since there aren't, they say, when I read up on real estate websites and such, that they don't have a whole lot of properties out there that are available.
Well, apparently that's not the case in Atlanta.
Not.
Yeah, apparently not. Well, that is a whole area that's exploding. It's been exploding for like the last 10 years, and it's still blowing up.
I know. That sucks.
Sucks for me.
Yeah,
it's going nuts.
Tyler Perry brought his operation there to Atlanta.
He did. Mm-hmm.
Tons of businesses have shifted down there. They've enticed them. They've given them the good. They're smart. They're not dumbasses. For a while there, Atlanta was just Atlanta, but then the right people got in charge running that city, and they got some business-minded, smart people running it. And they brought them in, and that place is blown up. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I feel that there's a man coming to buy the house. I don't even think he has moved to your area yet, but he's going to. I fear he's going to lowball you. A lot of people start out that way, you know, to negotiate. So, but, you know, you've got a lot of sentimentality invested in that house. Your cards are saying,
yeah,
it's going to be a little painful leaving, and to prepare for that. All right.
It is because I've been there since 2000 and probably about 2005.
Ooh, almost 20 years. That is a long, long time.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why I see that, you know, have you already started looking?
I have. And that's the thing, Deb. I found a house that I really love. I found it. And it's like I can't make any moves on it until I sell my home to see how much equity I'm gonna have, so I can, you know, work on how much I'm gonna put down or.
That shit.
I just feel like I'm stuck.
Whatever.
Well, it is kind of a catch-22, but when it's right, it all falls into place. Okay, you'll end up where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. I know that sounds really cliche and vague, but that's what often is the case.
Mm-hmm.
And my late husband, it happened to us. He had lost his job. He was laid off. So, and he works for the government, so he knew at some point he'd be going back, but I think he was off for 3 or 4 months without any pay.
Mm-hmm.
I was supporting the family, and we were sitting out by the ocean, and a paper flew by. This is honest God the truth. This little paper flew by, and I grabbed it, and it said, isn't it time for you to own your own house? And I looked at him and I said, my God, we got to follow up on this, because we were living in a house rented to us. And the woman who was a friend of mine, she had vowed she would not sell that house under us, but she did. She sold it out from under us. So we had to find where to go. And to make a long story short, it was with Countrywide at the time. They're probably all in jail now. Do you remember what happened? What was that, the bubble, Jim?
It was the, yeah, it was during the Bill Clinton era when he made us. I want everybody to afford a house, and all the Fannie Mae and somebody else.
I remember that.
Yeah, everybody remembers that because the housing market like tripled. Everybody got their house before that was happy.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden nobody could sell it because they got too high. Yeah, whatever. It was
well,
crash.
Anyway, it all worked out beautifully. For you, the same is going to happen, and I'm so hoping that it ends up including that house for you. Maybe they're having difficulty finding a buyer, too. And
do you see anything that I could possibly be doing different or something that I might need to change?
Well, often people find more success if they offer some creative financing. You know, your realtor would be able to give you more information on that. But some years back, it was possible to rent a home at a higher price for, say, 2 years, where then that extra money would go toward the down payment. There were other things people could trade properties. There's just a lot of creative financing out there.
Creative is a nice word.
But you have to talk to somebody who knows what the heck, you know, it's all about.
I'm not interested in it. Yeah.
You will be so happy when the time finally comes. Okay.
And love,
and love in your life is going well. Guess what? It's going to get even better. Big shot in the arm when you move. And I think that's, Jim, what you just showed me.
Well, I'll finish your reading.
Okay. So,
and then we'll get to that.
So your relationship is just going to blossom even more after moving.
Okay.
I don't understand why. Maybe it's the location. Maybe it's just a nice change. But yeah, I do feel that things are going to definitely.
Well, I think part of that is that, and this is part of the reason why I've been so off and on about, you know, not being able to call you guys, is because about 8 months ago I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and so for the last 8 months I've been going through chemo. So if you know anybody that's been through chemo, you know that you have more down days than good days. So I've had more down days, but now that I'm having good days, I just want to do something to focus on something different, you know, not just my diagnosis.
I'm very sorry to hear that, but I have a good uplifting little story for you. Jim's mother was diagnosed at stage 4. And they told her, you should get your affairs in order. Well, his mother's a warrior. A tiny little, I mean, she's like, what, maybe 4 feet 11.
Oh, well, yeah.
She's
probably,
little.
Probably, yeah, about 5 feet. Yeah.
And they told her that the life expectancy would be 5 years if she can get this arrested. A woman kept working every single day.
Yeah, she went to work on chemo.
Yeah, and she had a little pale neck.
Yeah, she didn't get two shits about that, yeah.
And she actually beat it completely, that she made it past the five-year mark.
Well, she's in her 80s.
But this was when she was.
In her 60s, probably.
Yeah.
Her 60s.
All
late
these
60s,
years.
Late 60s, she had it.
No recurrence. So
that's so awesome. I love hearing stories like that because that definitely gives me hope. You know,
oh, yeah. You know, people don't realize, okay, they don't have a cure for cancer, but the treatments have gone every 5 years. They get so much better. They're getting better at the treatment.
Yeah.
They're not cured yet, but they got real, the treatments are going better and better astronomically every so many years.
Yes. So I think, excuse me, keep holding your faith. And just
yes, definitely.
Put your war face on every morning and say, I'm going to get you cancer. You're not going to get
me. Sounds like she's already on board and doing
good.
It. That's a good thing.
Good for you.
International shout out.
Yeah, I just have one more left. I just have one more chemo session left, and I'll be done with that part.
Awesome.
And then I just have to go through the surgery and, you know.
Yep. Oh, that's why my mom had to do the pre-chemo before
the
surgery.
She had the full mastectomy done.
Well, she didn't have a double. She just had the one, but yeah.
Oh, I thought it was full.
No, she was just one. She didn't care.
Yeah, well, hon,
I agree. I agree. I'm taking care of both of them.
Well, I don't see it here.
Yeah, it's not worth your life.
That this is going to, you know, take you down. I'm not seeing it. So... Keep your chin up.
You know I have to laugh.
Pump it up.
Yes.
She wants to talk.
Go ahead.
You have to laugh. What are you going to laugh about?
No, I was laughing because Deb said she didn't see that it was going to take me down. So it was just the analogy of that, take me down. So, yeah, my sense of humor.
Word up on that, dog. All right, hang on real quick. Here's your Archangel Michael card. Someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so the happiness can enter your life.
I think it's the person coming by the house.
Well, it does say an important new relationship. So people want to interpret that as love. There's a lot of businesses and there's a lot of relationships out there that are important, not just love.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Deb and say it's gonna be business.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You're in the middle. You're doing some real estate juggling things, so it makes sense that there's that right person who can come along that you need to for the house.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
A whole new environment is going to make a world of difference. And knowing somebody's coming to love your house. You know, I think that'll
and take care of it because I love my neighbors and all of that. You know,
neighborhood. I think he who is coming is gay, and he has a flair as like a designer. So this would be right up his alley.
Oh, I wonder if he would be a match for my neighbor. I'm gonna have to come back on to see if maybe he would be a match for my neighbor because he's single.
Oh,
yeah, him and his boyfriend just broke up. Yeah.
Whoa, that is like opportunity right there.
Yes, well, I'm glad.
Yep.
I'm really glad. Well, keep smiling, my dear, and call us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you so much, both of you.
You too, and good luck to you, and
talk to you guys next time.
Yeah, please keep us up to date because we care about you. We want to know how you're going.
All right, hon.
I know. I believe it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, I have a really good feeling about her.
Yeah, well,
I really do.
You just listen to her. She has that type of spirit that she's already knows that. Some people just know what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows. You know, they always say, you know what you know, what you know. Well, I don't know, but they say they know what they know, what they know. All right, we are down to, let's see here, we got... Well, my watch just went stupid on me, or I went stupid on my watch. We got about 7 minutes-ish, and the phone lines are refreshing. And I'm going to do a real quick Facebook now, but it's got to be so lickety-split. I don't know if we can take a type one. You would have to messenger to Deborah Lee right now. If you type it in, we're going to run out of time. And if not, then we'll just chat away and talk about life and love. But I have opened the door.
Da-na.
I wonder who composed that music.
Oh.
That was pretty bad. I mean, I don't know my composers. People that know that music field probably know right off the bat.
John Williams is a big one in the industry.
Julie. There she is. She's been in the room forever. There you go. Cool. Great.
Hello there.
Hello. How are you?
Hello there.
Pump up the volume, Deb.
Sorry, I just put a video.
Your speaker's over there.
Okay, they got me now.
Turn the volume up.
Just a minute, we're getting the volume up for you.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Okay. Okay. What can we do for you, Miss Julie?
We've got five-ish minutes, so we got to actually rock. We got to rock hard. Rock hard, I don't know about that.
Good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too. Sorry, I look a bit scruffy tonight. I've been out in the garden and I've had all, just about every single plant land on my head.
We didn't give her an actual shout-out, did I?
I'm giving up on it today.
It's late there, isn't it, right now? Isn't it late at night time?
Yeah, it's just coming up to midnight.
I forgot to give her an actual shout-out.
All right, well. We, you know, time is pressing.
We're like, we got about 5 minutes, and we got to, like, rock on.
So what would you guys like?
Rock on.
What can I look in the cards for you?
He's such a, you know.
I know. He's always like that.
I am who I am. Well, that's what Popeye said. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. Popeye. All right.
Right. Can you do me some time?
Yes.
Of course you can do you some cards.
Do you have a question for me?
Thank you.
What field would you like? What subject matter?
Oh, what's coming up in love?
The psychic love doctor show doing a love card reading. We'd like it.
Yeah, well, you know, it would be quite odd, you know, if you didn't, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, that was her internet claim to fame, but when the internet, nobody knew what it was. Everybody came in just for that. That was it. Because they didn't know better.
Is there somebody in mind?
Everybody was dialing up the motor.
I don't know, really. My ex-boyfriend, I mean, he's not come back yet, so I don't know. There might be somebody new, don't know.
Oh, I think we're going to end on a high note for you, Miss Julie.
The whole.
Yes, I'm already seeing some great things here.
Things are great. We like great things.
You have a beautiful upswing coming for you. I'm going to say between August 1st and I'm hearing February 1st.
Six-month time frame, half a year.
Wonderful things happening around your home. Wonderful things coming for you. And
that is true. I'm having a new kitchen, new eating system.
Well, there you go, and you're going to love it.
Attention.
Yeah. Okay, I have to talk fast now. You have a man that's coming into your life.
Is he a mighty good man?
He's going through transition. Yes, he is. He's going through a transition right now, and he's looking for new love. And, boy, your other boyfriend, he better get busy and hurry up, because if he doesn't get back here in time, this one's going to take you on his beautiful horse and off you go into the sunset. But he is here for real. Think tall, dark, and handsome. All right.
That always kills me. That always kills me.
All right.
What do the Irish fuckers want?
Hey, Jim, your language.
What do the Irish people want? Because there's no dark people in Ireland.
He's horrible.
I'm just saying. Okay, what do the Irish folks want? Because they say tall, dark, and handsome. Who's the dark guy? Is the guy with the dark hat? Has he got a dark hat on his head?
I know, but we can't reach Jim anyway, because, you know, we're in different countries.
Well, I'm safe from getting slapped from the UK folks. I am lucky there.
All right, quick, give us a call.
All right. I am, thank God. Oh, here we go. All right. This is interesting. I don't know what it means. Subject is, it's almost over. Your current challenges will soon be resolved.
Oh, brilliant.
And you will be able to look to the future with a smile.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I don't know what that means.
I think that is very, very
You two
good.
Might know what that means. You guys got that intuitive connection. I'm just a card flipper over here.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful night.
Wunderbar.
And please, Join us again, please.
I'm gonna try and get some sleep.
Yes, yeah, it is. It's the wee hours of the morning over there. It is indeed. It is indeed.
Oh, you're such a delight. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, see you soon. Take
care, hon. Aw, one for you too. Bye bye.
Rock on.
She is just so adorable.
She's been here for a while.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We have to bid everybody.
We got to do a wrap on the News for the Soul. We appreciate you folks calling in. We had a good show, really good show. We had international on Blog Talk and Facebook, so it was a good 50 some minutes. We liked it.
Yeah, we kept rolling.
Rock on.
We kept rolling. So everybody,
the News for the Soul folks, we got to say goodbye to you first.
But we shall join up with you again next Monday,
same bat time.
6 p.m. Eastern,
same bat channel,
3 p.m. Pacific. So get ready. We're going to really give some exciting readings the rest of this summer.
And where else you are, you can look up on the internet what time zone you're in around the globe. Because we had Bob calling from Australia.
Yes, it's tomorrow.
It's the next day in the morning in another part of the globe. All right, good.
All right, everybody.
Thank you.
News
from the Soul, folks.
Yes, my grandmother used to always say, to dream is to believe. And
thanks,
once
Nicole.
You believe, all things are possible. So let's get out there and make it happen. Good night, everybody. Take care.
Good day. Good day, mate.
Your all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.